This session gives you a high-level list of the decisions you need to make when planning to walk the Camino de Santiago. One of the things that makes walking the Camino such a big undertaking is all the decisions the pilgrim has to make before even taking the first steps on the trail. When you choose to walk the entire Camino Frances route, you are signing up for one big, long walk, close to 800 kilometers in all, crossing three mountain passes, more than 180 kilometers of high plains, taking 30 to 40 days, and sleeping in a different place every night. But first, you have to get there. You have to plan and prepare and pack and travel to your starting point. Granted, the amount of planning and preparations you do is entirely personal. You could just book a flight and a couple of trains, load up a backpack with a few personal items, and go walk. Or you could research and read and contemplate and pack a dozen different times, buy every guidebook in print, and plot out every stage of your journey, or have a tour company do that for you. And then there are 100 variations for how to plan and prepare in between these two extremes. What will be the right approach for you? I suspect that because you bought this audio guide, you won't be taking the no planning approach I just described. So I'm going to give you the full-on detailed planning and preparations approach and trust you will listen to the sessions that suit your personal needs and style. This part of the audio guide is focused on big picture planning. So far, we have looked at what it means to start your Camino in Saint-Jean-Pied-du-Port and the two routes you'll choose from, the high road or Napoleon route and the low road or Valcarlos route. In this session, I'm going to discuss the decisions you will need to make to plan your overall Camino trip. Then, in subsequent sessions, I will talk about questions for reflection to guide you in determining what kind of experience you are seeking for your pilgrimage. We'll talk about how to use the guidebooks and apps to plan your stages and find accommodations. And we will look at your first few days on the trail using the guidebooks and apps. Once we cover these topics, then we will move on to how to get to Saint-Jean-Pied-du-Port from home and then back home again. Now, here's the tricky part. You are going to be planning a trip unlike anything else you have ever done. You may have seen the movie The Way, and you may have watched a bunch of YouTube videos about walking the Camino. It's possible you have read some books and have asked your questions on Facebook or other online forums. You will now be piecing together a plan, or no plan, based on these vast and sometimes contradictory sources of information. But what is the Camino, really? And what does it mean to do the Camino? Full disclosure, there is no way to know until you get there and do it. And honestly, I'm not sure you need to know. Some people would even say you will have a more authentic experience if you don't know. Why do I start here with the decisions you need to make? Because before you start to plan, you may want to know what you are aiming for. I think of it like building the foundation of a house before you install the appliances or put on the roof. The foundational questions I'm going to share with you will guide you in your next round of planning. As an example, when we start to look at planning your stages, you will need to know how much time you have for the entire trip. When we begin to choose where you will stay each night, you will need to know your budget and if you will stay in dorms or private rooms. You can certainly move ahead with listening to the other sessions in this audio guide, but you may find that you need to make some decisions before you do. This is where we begin to craft or design your Camino experience, the whole thing. big picture vision for your pilgrimage.